How much time are we extending?
Then what are we doing
exactly? We're going to vote.
Well, first of all, we're going to say who all the candidates are for
listener
list.
Okay.
Listener
comments. Go ahead. What is it?
Listener comments.
Yeah, we're going to vote.
Listener comments on the staff.
Listener comments.
I will make it brief and with no personal, this has nothing to do with any personal issues, but I served on the General Manager Search Committee with both Sean Casey O'Brien and Sherman Gluck. And if it had been left to Ms. Gluck, we wouldn't have even had a pool of candidates that was sufficient to choose a manager from. So it's no offense, but I you want to be, when we were in the General Manager
Point of order. I believe we're verging on.
If we're voting, I will stop you.
I believe we're verging on a violation of the confidential procedure, and I would urge us not to go further down that path.
Point of order. I
was drawing for all considering ballots right now.
Listener comment on staff candidate, please.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can we conclude the motion with regard to Yoshi Yamanaka? We kind of left it up in the air, and this man has an engagement, and I thought we were going to vote whether he could vote and then leave. We're talking about not the staff, but the listener one, which is going to be a half an hour or more down the road at the rate we're going. Maybe more.
You're calling for the vote. I second that. At least we can vote.
We're going to take a vote right now.
I would like to comment on that because that would give us all permission to cast our votes before any discussion leaves.
Right.
I'm sorry, Yosh.
No, there was a motion, motion for one.
Okay,
come on. Let's just take the vote. There's a body to go with it.
I'm going to vote. Okay, we're taking a vote. For staff candidate.
This is a motion to let Yosh have it, that Grace made to have an exception at this moment so that Yosh could vote. Okay, that's why we're voting.
Okay,
but there was no. That was
a separate motion.
Okay, and that motion was second.
Okay, hold on.
There was an appeal by Grace, and we in favor of Grace's appeal.
Point of information.
So the ruling of the chair be sustained, correct?
Point of information may be recognized. Ballots have been passed out for the staff candidate, and I think people have voted. And my point of information, will these votes be collected now rather than sit and wait for us to consider another matter?
Wait.
No, you haven't heard listeners yet to comment on this particular
It appears that the ballots were handed out in advance of when they should have been handed out, because we should still be hearing from the listeners at least according to our agenda.
I want to say
the ballots to be distributed before they were supposed to.
Thank you. I want you to use that whipping ball
all the time, man.
It's my
I'd like to call the question on the issue of allowing you to vote before you leave.
I'm going to call for a vote on this, and that's it.
Grace's motion
out of order. Ruling be upheld.
I make a motion that we take a vote to overturn the chair's rule.
It's the way it's stated is when there's an appeal to the ruling of the chair, shall the ruling of the chair be upheld.
So if you vote yes, you're upholding the chair, and you vote no.
Right. So vote no if you want McDermott's motion.
I'd like to call the question on the appeal of the ruling of the chair. Second.
Do we have a vote on that?
Could you please state the impact of the motion to clear what it means to overrule the chair? Clarity on what the motion, what we're voting on.
We're voting on Grace's motion, which is to allow a member to vote and leave
before others are voting.
And what is our vote?
We're voting to close debate on whether the chair's ruling should be sustained.
You know, Robert's rules of order is only supposed to facilitate the
point
meeting.
Of order.
I think the point of order would prevail here.
Mr. Chair, would you please restore decorum?
We need to take this
point of order.
I've been glad to do that.
No, we need to get
a
the No, you don't accommodate an individual over your listeners that voted for you.
Go ahead.
Point of order,
please.
May I recommend? Yes. It's a violation of order for a member to speak without being recommended. I'd like to ask the chair to start enforcing the rule.
Thank you.
Not even to work at
the point of
the you should say the point of
the point is well taken.
Next.
On the floor was the motion to close the on the appeal.
All's in favor.
All in favor.
Closing the case.
Yes.
This is about a point of
Did you get everybody?
I haven't had a chance to vote yet. Why is this unanimous?
This is just a close to the debate.
I know. I'm in the closing debate. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Okay. Opposed to closing the debate?
Two.
Two.
Abstention.
Ben Jensen.
One
extension.
Can we get clarification? I guess the vote
of the chair be upheld.
Hang on 1 minute. Let me just get the secretary here. We've got yes vote 16, opposed 2, abstain 1, to close debate.
Yes.
Debate is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the next one.
A yes vote is to uphold or overturn the ruling.
Uphold the ruling.
That's
right. Okay.
It's point of information. And the effect of the vote will be 21 votes. 21 votes. 51%, Dave.
Shall the ruling of the chair be sustained? All in favor?
Okay. What is the effect of...
I asked him if he needed a quiet. He didn't
point
decline.
Of information, just to make it clear.
Is that where we're at?
A vote yes is to uphold the chair's decision to disallow Jan Abutcher's by Grace's amendment, that is, to allow Yosh to vote. Only Yosh, not the rest of us, this has got to go. But Yosh to vote in advance of
the nomination.
The no vote is to override and oppose the chair.
Yosh wants to be
recognized. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, the time, I'm way overdue, so I appreciate, some members trying to make some make an exception in my case that I cannot.
We're about to vote.
I cannot utilize that exception. I'm ready to vote for a listener
response.
If you want the.
Okay, just leave it
to the chair.
Give it to the chair. No, it's not to the chair. Okay, just leave it to the chair.
Okay, we have a new member to be
alive. But that should be acknowledged.
Linda Sutton, welcome.
We had our delegate election today. Everything
always happens
at the same time.
Where?
41st,
indeed. Okay, Linda, we're now voting and for staff. We're voting to uphold the chair.
Okay, so our decision, your ruling.
Point of order.
The point of order is Yost has left. So why are we spending time voting on whether Yost can vote? Because he left his vote, and if we vote no, he left his vote for the staff, not for the listener election. No, he didn't. Well, that's outrageously illegal. He did not. He left it for the staff.
One, he only left
the staff.
So let's take a vote on the staff election. Let's make sure that something has a ballot. And we're excited for the honor of Joe Super Bowl. Yeah, we can tell who's voting. We can tell him who's voting. So we're going to announce that.
So that would be
the
vote for staff.
Stand up and talk.
please, everybody, maybe you didn't hear it, Steve. Nice to love Steve. Please give him the respect, okay?
Can we please have a vote on the appeal?
What appeal?
Yes.
Of the ruling.
The motion that's up to be voted
let's
on.
Do it. Let's
okay.
Take a vote.
All in favor
of supporting the chair?
Of supporting the chair?
Yeah. Let's see the hands up for those who are voting. Do we have a roll on this?
Yeah.
Let's have a roll call on this, okay, please.
All in favor of supporting the ruling of the chair, roll call.
You want to call the roll, vice chair?
Roll call.
We're having a roll call. Let me repeat it. Let me repeat the minute where we are. We have a motion. No, but we have something new here. You want to
No, go ahead.
Okay, wait a minute. We have a motion. Can we have nothing? Please, sir, would you vacate your area? I'm repeating it for our new LSC members come late. She'll know what's before the body. If you just take a minute and listen, and we can all be quiet. A motion is this. To uphold the chair's position... to desist and, or rather not allow Yamanaka Yoshin to vote in absentee of, to vote ahead of everyone else. That's basically what it is. That's a yes vote. It's one of two, he's positive. He will not be the second. There's one of two that's still to be operated on. The no decision is to oppose the chair, to override the chair's decision in this regard. Can we get this finished? No, we voted to close the... I'm sorry, Daisy.
I understand.
I have a point of information.
Point of information.
Yeah, I'm taking the vote now.
We're taking the vote now, according to the rulings of the chair. I appreciate it if you voted Steve to be chair, and I would appreciate it if you would respect the chair and be silent while I take the roll.
Excuse me, I'm asking for a point of information.
I think you're out of order.
Secretary just raised the point, and I need to understand. I did not, I believe, I thought, what the Secretary just said implied that the outcome of this vote will determine whether or not the ballot is left the election will be accepted or not.
Yes.
And I want to understand if that's the case or not, because they're quite different because of the bylaws' effect on proxy voting. He was here during the vote. I would ask that the question be divided, because those are separate issues. He was here when it was in order to vote for staff. He was not here when it was in order to vote for listeners. So I want to understand, are we voting on both? And if we are, I'd like it to be divided.
Let me explain something. That was a point of information. It's not a motion. So it's nothing that requires a second.
You're not the chair.
That's beside the point. David made a comment.
Question. What are we doing, Steve? Will this apply to whether or not that ballot is accepted and whether or not he could have voted, or is it only about what is it?
It's about he's already voted. He left his ballot and left. He voted for the staff left.
And
that's all.
But you can't.
But that's not the ruling I heard you make. You made a ruling based on this point in the bylaws about property, but that doesn't apply to them. So that switches my vote.
Then point of order.
What is your ruling about? Can we find out what your ruling about this ballot is? Because I have a different position about this ballot.
Should be counted because he was here.
I agree, but I want to know what it is. So is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Only
you originally.
Let me help Dave understand what happened here. Okay, Steve recognizes it. Yoshin hopes to be here long enough to cast a ballot for both elections. He ran out of time. And he got frustrated, so he just left the ballot for the first election, which is the election of our staff people. That's all.
Okay,
so we can't do it.
And why would you? Your ruling still stands? Because that's
yeah, the
ruling.
Well,
we have to vote on the appeal of the chairs.
That's right. I thought that's what
we're
doing.
We're just voting on the chairs.
I have something to resolve. No. We on appealed. It was not saying it.
It was second.
Another point of information? Based on what the parliamentarian told me, he said your ruling was on the question of absentee voting.
Right.
I am being told that this applies to that ballot, but I do not believe that's the case, because this is an absentee ballot.
No. Yeah. It only applies to the listener election.
Right, and he's gone.
So what we're doing now has no bearing on that ballot.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We've made markings.
Because people were not supposed to vote.
So please collect the bad ballots.
Michael,
could you vote
whether people
enter
the room, whether we have the right to vote? They're off the table. The only question you have to resolve is whether or not Yosha's ballot is valid.
I make a motion that we vote on whether Yosha's current ballot is valid.
Can we have
a second? Are we going to accept Yosha's ballot?
Steve needs to call a vote on the appeal of his ruling.
Are you asking me to call the roll?
Please.
Would Secretary please state what we are exactly voting on?
We are voting whether to uphold the chair's motion.
Which one?
Ruling
against the motion.
Yeah, his ruling was a... Let me state this. We are voting to uphold the chair's ruling to oppose a motion which would have allowed Yosh to vote as absentee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Right. Whatever.
Okay. Yes, vote to save the chair. Please, can we talk? What?
Yes,
a yes vote to save the chair.
No, because
that's what I got to do. A no vote says
that.
No. We are not sustaining the chair. We're allowing
you watch Yosh again. You vote no.
Amended by
watch the vote. Not the count. You vote yes. Go.
It's moving money.
Okay.
I don't believe the question is properly formed, so I'm abstaining.
Dave Adelson abstains. Jonathan Alexander.
I abstain.
Yolanda Arduino.
No.
Chris Condon abstain. Israel Poyer.
No.
Sorry?
No.
Sherna Block.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
No.
Ian Johnston.
Yes.
Rufino Juarez. Absent. Tracy Larkins.
Yes.
Ali Laksa.
No.
John Casey O'Brien.
No.
Raise the floor.
I support the chair and I say yes.
Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Rico Ross.
No.
Linda Sutton. I'll take that as a pass and we'll get back to it.
It happened quick.
Donna Warren.
No.
Steve Weatherwax.
Oh, he doesn't get
it. Chair doesn't vote. Gabrielle Woods? Not here.
That's my motion.
Yasha Banaka? Not here.
I think he voted no.
That's Rock's voting.
Kid accepted. Lamont?
No.
Chris Conner, can you change my vote to an alpha?
Yes. That was...
an extension.
Okay, that was who's speaking on this?
Me, sorry.
Okay, and that is a no vote, Summer?
Yes, please.
No vote means that you're.
Linda Sutton. Not present. Okay, the vote is 9 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions.
I'm sorry,
no. It's 9 no.
Oh.
9 no. 7 yes.
No, I know it's not there, but.
No,
you can call to the room, please.
If I have made a mistake, I'm gonna call the roll again.
Recall.
Grace Aaron.
No.
And it is only about the staff.
We voted as a body for Steve to be chair, and you are showing him such disrespect by speaking all out of turn. Every single one of you have made a stand up here.
Have you been recognized, sir? Hey, look at me. Have you been recognized by chair?
You're disrespecting. Okay, we got that.
Okay, great. Mr. Irwin, you are now, you can make your motion. Your motion is working now.
In order.
I can make a motion? Any motion?
I have a motion.
I move that what we do now is we figure out who is running for the listener member seat. That we go directly to the listener comment, and then we vote. We now conclude the staff election and we accept the OSHA's ballot. We did that
already.
It's very brief. I think we must hear from the public before we. I mean, we've done everything out of order on this vote, and I don't even know how to fix it at this point because it's not my job. But I just say we have to hear from the public whether we count these ballots or we don't.
Okay, can I make an amendment?
As an amendment to your motion, I amend that we accept these. That we hear from the public.
My God. And I would like to speak to that amendment. In support of the amendment, and perhaps of an amendment to the amended motion, I believe that we need to have at least 5 minutes of listener comments,
right.
And that the ballots that we have in our hand that they, if we've marked them, you can always change your markings, and if, and I encourage people to listen carefully to the comments of the listeners and mark your ballots accordingly, taking into account everything that we've heard before and hearing the listeners, and that we then, after having 5 minutes of listener comments, that, and I move that we give the listeners 1 minute each so that five people can speak, and that we then turn in our ballots.
He has no ballots that he wants to see. I have a point of order.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Well, we end debate, we've had a balanced debate. So if you take a stack and go find pro con as you go down the list rather than just going on.
Point of information. Can I get clarification that new ballots staff election is distributed? It's new ballots for the staff.
Pardon me, both the judges clapped.
New ballots are going to be distributed. Am I to understand that the old ballot will now be collected and destroyed so that we don't have multiple ballots on the floor?
One ballot at a time. Yeah, no, it's valid.
Hmm?
There's the same stuff. You can give them to your grandchildren.
I move that we complete our ballots on staff, that we hear from the listeners for 5 minutes, close the election on the staff, and immediately go to the listener.
That's the motion of the
floor. Time, that was not clear, Greg.
Can we take a vote to end debate?
You don't care.
No, I don't.
We should recognize.
This is a point of order. It has been 10 minutes. I'm trying to get recognized here. I'm glad that the chair has finally done his duty to recognize the point of order. Now, the point of order is this, that it is illegal under Pacifica's bylaws for members to vote in absentia. As the listeners' public had not yet had a chance to speak, I don't think that the vote of this body is going to make Yosha's vote valid.
Right.
That's all I have to say, is that when it comes down to the bylaws, they're quite specific. There had not been a vote taken when Yosha left. Ergo, he is in absentia.
We already voted on the question. So look,
it's a point of order.
Yes, you can't violate the bylaws.
Take it to the bylaws. Okay, so we follow the agenda.
The point is not well taken.
Okay. Wait a second. There is currently a motion on the floor to call the question, accept Yosha's ballot, go to listener comments, and take a vote on it. That's what's on the floor. So we could vote on this. Okay.
Well, but neither was calling on the point of order,
what are we doing?
Which is about 10 minutes after.
I don't think we even need to have a vote on that. The chair can just have a listener comment and move on.
I want to have a listener comment and move on.
Well, let's do it.
Turn your
own
on people.
All right.
Okay. Well,
right.
We don't need to.
And the rule to accept Yosha's ballot.
Then hear comments
from the listeners. And then call them questions.
And then call them questions. It's not valid. It's not valid. They have to. We have to listen to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll go
back
on that.
No. Let's do. Come on.
He's a
How long
are we doing?
I think my last 30 minutes proved my point, which is that this last election was in the stational control by the Democrats. I love progressive Democrats. I went down to their last convention in San Diego. But they don't argue justice and they don't argue peace. We've had Democrats in this country since its beginning, well before we invented Republicans. And we got here with Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them in the station any more than I want to see libertarians in the station or anybody else. They belong there once in a while. Sean has a long history with the Democrats and progressive Democrats. Other members of the board have long histories with the Democrats in the past or whatever. I've been to ADA meetings. When I was elected for an elected office in this town, they came to me because they thought I was an old boy. And they talked to me on the side about, realpolitik. Our station is about justice. It has nothing to do with political parties. And our station is about peace. Whether we wrote it into our Articles of Incorporation mission statement or not, our Articles of Incorporation mission statement is still there. Second point. We are voting for national with our feet. We can't get our membership here to either pay national tithing, which has doubled in the last 10 years, nor can we get even people to serve on national. National is an invention, a contextual invention, which we look at every time they say, well, they can do it because they own it. They can do it because they own it. They own title to our building, therefore we have to do them. to that model of reality. They've invented that model of reality. That's how the libertarians work, by changing the context.
Time. Raphael was just going
to say that.
Thank you. First of all, I want to state my support for Sherna. I want to call upon each one of you to acknowledge her long and profound history as a pioneer of the women's movement, as her bravery as a Jewish woman to be involved in the Radio Intifada program and in the pro-Palestine movement, her work as a historian in bringing forward the whole realm of oral history into reality. She's shown herself to be profound, thoughtful, and long-range thinker and visionary with vast experience and would serve well as a member of the community. Secondly, I want to ask Sean a question.
Yes.
Sean, directly in my experience, I'm aware of emails that you have published that have been antagonistic, name-calling, polarizing, and extremely hostile. Will you apologize for that to those who you have so treated on this board at this point? And will you carry that forward, that kind of behavior, to the TV? If you do carry that kind of forward,
time.
I will say flatly that you'll be embarrassed.
Time.
Forward.
All right.
Time.
I never apologize for talking truth to power. Period.
Okay, John.
Never apologize, seriously.
Yeah, my question is mainly directed to Sherna. As a member of the Finance Committee for the last 5 or 6 years, we had a great difficulty in getting finance reports out of our own office. Now we get them out of the national office. In October, WBI was $156,000 short of their goals. They're currently losing about $30,000 a month. Their total is $840,000. That's 84% of $1 million in debt to the national office. And this hemorrhaging continues. And I understand that the polarization on the TV is largely over the personnel in the national office. From the national office, we cannot get the numbers to find out what the loss rate is, which, by the way, is going to cause us to lose our station because if we get the loan signed, if we don't get the loan, they'll take somebody into bankruptcy, and then we're going to have to do something. My question to Sherna is, what will you do to stop the hemorrhaging of about $30,000 a month out of WBAI? Will you take action against the WBAI management to get their expenses down below their income or down to their income? And will you take action against the national office to give us the numbers so we actually are not running blind?
Time.
Otherwise, we'll lose our station.
Time.
The second question is easier. Yes, I will take action against the national office. I may very well introduce a motion to remove the CFO to cost.
There you go.
Right. My other thing for TMB and the listeners about the loan. Yeah. FPM, by the way.
That's right.
In terms of your first point, I had a very long talk with Gary Quigley, who, much to my amazement, not only was on Wall Street for 10 years, but handled bankruptcy. And Gary explained to me that if we became bankrupt, they would go after is not KPFK, but the WBAI signal,
right,
which is the major asset in this network. As a result of that, I am convinced that there should be a move made as soon as possible to explore migrating that signal, getting out of debt, putting any money into I am not talking about destroying BAI. I am talking about migrating the signal, if at all possible, putting the rest of that money into a trust fund that would start to collect interest while this network begins to come to grips with what the problems are in moving forward.
Well, excellent answer, folks.
Can I get a
well, I want to get a clarification on what you said, but it wasn't what I wanted to comment on. Can you explain what you just said about migrating the signal? Are you suggesting that the signal be sold?
Assuming that they can get another signal at a different frequency that's not as powerful.
Not in New York.
Okay.
Because one of the problems is the incredible rent.
Okay. That has nothing to do with the signal. That's the transmitter. Are you suggesting selling the signal frequency, or are you
Wait a minute.
Or are you suggesting moving the transmitter from Empire Signal to another location?
No,
he's disconnected.
No, they're not. Is that 5 minutes?
Is that what you want to ask about?
Time.
I know. I need to make another comment. I'm in favor of Sherna.
Okay. Call a question.
But how?
You can't call a question.
That's outrageous. You are not going to disrupt the public and make a comment here. Okay. Listen, I would appreciate somebody allowing me to make my comment.
Go ahead and do it, Jim.
Okay, so at this point,
I
am very concerned that the real issues here, which are this debt, right now there's a reserve at KPFA of about $1 million, supposedly in cash. There's a reserve at WPSW, which has been undisclosed. What needs to be done is the debt needs to be taken care of, as well as opening up these finances. I don't see Sean Casey O'Brien even talking about these matters. And as far as I'm concerned, Sherna is the only appropriate person to represent the staff. No, you don't have... I'm not asking for your report. The other thing is,
Jonathan, you are over time.
Absolutely no outside consultants. No consultants with... They just happen to have a bunch of grants ready to go. That's a dirty business. That's what Grace mentioned on the December 11th Finance Committee. If anybody listens to that meeting, they will find out that is exactly what Grace has an intention for these consultants, to bring in outside money, not only to pay for her national
program. Jonathan, would you recognize the chair?
Under no circumstances should Sean Casey O'Brien be elected to
the program. Okay. Real quick, I want to... second, everything that has been said, and I'm glad that it has been covered. I want to come back to what Doug Barnett was saying. I am an independent. I am an independent since I left the Democratic Party in 2000. And all I see, and I'm a free thinker, there is no free thinking programming on KPFK. One of the reasons why we have a dire situation where so many voices are disenfranchised, therefore they have decided not to support the station less and less, is because there's no free thinking programming and there is no alternative thinking as far as political organizations. Therefore, the third party situation is completely ignored. And about 99.9% here on this board are all mama's boys, meaning the Democratic Party. So when we wake up, we begin to shift away from this mentality, I'm hoping it won't be too late for this foundation, that we have got to shift as quickly as possible to start educating, to give equal time to all people challenging the status quo, so that then we ourselves can be empowered. Until we do that, to hear those other voices, this foundation will go under. We have been heading there for a very, very long time. I know you have not been the first time. You've heard me say that. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote.
No, you haven't finished listening.
Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah. There's only one person left.
Go.
So, number one, if you have consultants or foundations involved, they uphold and represent the viewpoint of the establishment always. They, in fact, are the establishment. So you lose your independence if you accept financing from them or you accept their advice in planning your management or executing your management in terms of, you know, what plans you adopt. So don't do that. And also, I would ask Margaret respectfully, knowing that it is time consuming to be a member, to rescind her withdrawal and resignation from the board. Because her eloquence at board meetings that I have listened to on, by telephone and on air live, our eloquence is passionate. I think we need that kind of a person, and independent as well, which I respect. And I respect both her work and her arguments and upholding that on the board, on the national board level, because the same battle as we're doing now is going on in every single station, and it can't be a coincidence that that's an orchestrated thing that's happening.
Exactly. And I'd like to ask a question.
Right.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions.